Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal Author Interview Series. I'm Abby Farson-Pratt, Assistant Editor at CFA Institute. We're here today with Katya Ahonyemi to discuss her recent FHA article, Flows, Price Pressure, and Hedge Fund Returns, published in the September-October 2014 issue with her co-author, Petri Yulha. Katya, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Abby. It's a great pleasure.
In this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us. So let's dive right in. First, Katya, what was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Well, it actually came together through two different things. So first of all, as we all know who are familiar with hedge funds, there's been a huge growth in hedge fund assets, started sometime in the late 90s perhaps and going on for the past two decades, I suppose, more or less. So we've seen a large growth. And at the same time, there has been academic literature coming out on what are flow-driven price impacts on financial assets. That there wasn't, this literature hasn't looked at hedge funds specifically before, but we have some knowledge through academic literature on, for example, how stock prices are affected by flows. So also then combining that with the knowledge that hedge funds tend to invest in some relatively illiquid assets, which could potentially then have pretty big price reactions to sudden larger flows, then that all that came together in the idea for this. So we should look at how hedge fund assets are, or hedge fund returns are affected by flows.
Great. And can you tell us what approach you took to this issue?
Well, first of all, we wanted to extend this to all hedge fund styles or categories, so not look at equities only. So our data set comprises basically all the hedge fund styles that are out there in the data sets. We have a relatively long data set in terms of time, so it's a long time series, and it's a broad sample across, again, all these different categories. And we're using pretty much pretty standard asset pricing tools, so looking at this in a traditional asset pricing framework. So we're both building portfolios based on fund flows, so sorting funds into portfolios based on their flows, and also we're doing some cross-sectional regressions so that we can at the same time look at other factors that could be influencing this so that we can rule their effect out.
How do you think that your findings or results will influence practice?
Well, we do provide clear evidence of sort of price inflation or return effects of flows. So that's kind of the first thing to bear in mind. So there is a lot of attention paid to the skill of hedge fund managers. And when analysts look at hedge funds or any interested investor looks at hedge funds, they may be interested in the risk exposures of a fund, the pure skill of the manager. But actually, we're saying that flows could also be an additional driver to performance that can't be fully neglected. And also on a very practical level, if managerial compensation or the hedge fund manager's compensation is tied to the fund performance as it normally is, then there could potentially also be implications from these results to that, so that flows are affecting the returns in the short term. And as our results indicate, that these flow impacts on returns take a very long time to revert. Usually compensation is also based on relatively short run returns, then there's also a kind of a time mismatch in that.
Well, that's very interesting. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Well, I think that covers kind of the major things we had in the paper, or the main ideas. So I think that's about it.
Great. Well, Katya, thank you so much for taking the time to share your research and ideas with us. We encourage all of you to read this article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, cfapubs.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at cfapubs. Thank you for listening.
Copyright 2014 CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.